you know, there's people who've waited further in their career and never got to one, and they always thought maybe they might get to one, but they haven't got to one, and you know, it's something they'll probably regret. But I'm making no apologies for being there at my age anyway, and as I said, it's something I'm really looking forward to. We were disappointed with under 21 All-Ireland final, definitely, but it's you know, we're there now, and we're competing at a high level, and hopefully we can do the business.
Yeah, and surprise a lot of people, because I suppose in the first year Donegal took a lot of people by surprise, won an Ulster title and getting to an All-Ireland semi-final, and there was a serious question mark about whether that was a one-off or whether they could build and continue on that. They always say no matter what, the second year is the toughest, but Donegal have answered all those questions.
Yeah, I think, you know, and credit has to go to the players and that bit on that front, and definitely the management team. You know, Jim came in 2 years ago, and I think he restored that belief that hasn't been in Donegal in a while, and it's something that, you know, he's brought to the dressing room big time. And even I think the same probably happened maybe in Mayo, that James Horan has brought to the dressing room. And, you know, if you look back 2 years ago, Donegal and Mayo were the first two teams out of the championship, and now they're both competing for an All-Ireland final. You know, 2 years on, it's definitely credit has to go to both management teams in that.
Let's just talk briefly about Mayo. They surprised many with a performance against Dublin. When they were good that day, they were absolutely brilliant, Mark, and blew the Dubs away. Sort of ran out of steam a wee bit near the end, but there are a lot of those players who you know very well from your college days, and to underestimate them in any way would be a serious mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you said you were surprised, but I wasn't surprised one bit at all, because, you know, I've been very impressed with Mayo from even the start of the year. Every game they've played, you know, they've been so hungry in the tackle, and, you know, they've been hungry for every ball, and their intensity is really up there, and you know, they get the ball forward and they can take their scores when they have them. And as you said, I've played with a lot of them in college, and I know a lot of them, and friendly with a lot of them up in Sligo. You have Kevin Keane and Danny Gerty there that I'm going to be, you know, I was chatting to them there during the week, and it's just a bit of banter, you know. Yeah. And it's a bit of crack, but listen, friendships go out the line once you cross that white line. And it's going to be, as I said, it's going to be 15 massive battles, and whoever wins most of them, Charlie's probably going to end up on that island.
Yeah. The two McHughes carried Sam back into Kilcare 20 years ago. McHugh and McBerty have an opportunity to do it again, and Gaelic football means a lot down in that village, Mark. So, you know, they waited a long time for Sam's return.
Yeah, you know, and I think the club's very proud of the two of us at the minute, and, you know, me and Patrick would always, you know, pride ourselves in being good club people and good club players. We never let the club down, and, you know, any time they'd ask us to do anything, we'd be there for them. And I think they're really delighted of, you know, how we're achieving at the minute. And as I said, to take that cup down the track, you know, would be a dream come true. You listen to Daddy; he says that's the best moment of his, you know, life in his footballing career, taking that trophy down the track, and them singing simply the best. You know, it's, you know, you probably will bring a tear to your eye, you know, when you see it, because I can't remember when the last time it happened. And it would be a great day for Kilcare people, and, you know, please God, the both of us can, you know, reiterate it.